Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99.
Call 1-800-958-6699. That's 1-800-958-6699. Again, 1-800-958-6699.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Continuing our work to help stamp out technology confusion syndrome, you're tuned into Tomorrow for the weekend of February 9th. 2018. I am Dave Graveline. Thanks for joining us. Erasmo and Horatio in the control room. Who are you here in the studio?
I don't know.
Oh, all right. But if you were someone...
I've been told I'm Chris Graveline.
All right. Well, then we'll just go with that. And tech news and commentary, but we want to hear from you. And by the way, you can call and participate on the program anytime, 24-7. Not just now when you're hearing the broadcast or podcast or stream, but anytime that you've got a question, jot it down. Maybe put our number on your fridge, and tell anybody in the family, you got a consumer tech question, call Dave and the guys and let them help. 800-899-INTO. That's our job to help solve your digital dilemmas. 800-899-4686. That's toll-free, by the way, from anywhere in North America, or you can Skype into it from anywhere in the world if you prefer. We want to hear from you, or use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app, which I hope you have already, because it's free. Just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow. Snag the app and participate that way. Some tech news and commentary, mayhaps?
Yeah, might as well start the show off in the toilet talking about brothels.
Great.
The famed Bunny Ranch in Nevada is considering accepting Bitcoin payments.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, there better be a tech angle yes. here, or just, you know, you're going to be in trouble.
Yes, this is according to owner Dennis Hoff. Hoff, who owns 7 brothels in Nevada, said he is exploring Bitcoin in response to requests from his customers, who said he said includes some of the world's wealthiest men. Hoff said that Bitcoin's anonymous nature makes it suitable for customers who have a lot to lose if their private businesses became exposed to the wrong parties.
Yeah, I guess in an audit of your spouse, an audit of just anybody at your business that goes, really? Why, what is this check to a bunny ranch? But Bitcoin would be very private.
Yeah, I bought my kids a pet rabbit, you know, a lot of them, apparently.
Yeah, right.
That's the bunny ranch.
That's the excuse.
Yeah. Hoff noted that customers often bring duffel bags full of cash to pay for his services, a form of payment that poses a security challenge. Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies have become popular in part due to their anonymity as well as their secrecy, Hoff said. While cryptocurrencies were once viewed as a form of payment preferred by the Internet's underbelly, they are currently in use by mainstream businesses, some of which pay their employees in Bitcoin.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, had they been doing that over the last year and they held on to them and then cashed in recently, that's fine. But it's been dropping again and losing a lot of its value because the bubble is perhaps bursting or about to.
Yeah, don't get the ideas. I don't accept Bitcoin.
No, I was just going to give you a piece of paper. It doesn't even look like a check. Apple and Cisco announced a deal with insurer Allianz that will allow businesses with their technology products to receive better terms on their cyber insurance coverage, including lower deductibles or even no deductibles in some cases. Allianz said it made the decision to offer these better terms after evaluating the technical foundation of Apple and Cisco's products, like Cisco's ransomware defense and Apple's iPhone, iPad, and Mac. Allianz found Apple and Cisco's products offered businesses a superior level of security. In particular, Cisco's ransomware defense includes advanced email security, endpoint protection, and malicious internet site blocking, which can protect an organization against malware, ransomware, and other cyber threats. Cybersecurity, of course, no small issue for today's businesses, given the large-scale hacks companies like Equifax and Target, among others, have faced. But addressing it properly could also come with high costs. According to Reuters, U.S. cybersecurity premiums were $1.35 billion in 2016. That according to the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Very expensive to insure your business against these kind of things, and it's only going to get worse. We have listeners, of course, all over the globe, including many in U.S. rural areas where greedy internet service providers and telcos have refused to invest in the infrastructure needed to deliver speedy internet access to you. We've had a couple of calls already today with folks that are stuck on dial-up. So if you're still stuck paying AOL for dial-up access like it's 1999, the FCC has finally taken the final steps toward opening its long-delayed Connect America Fund 2, which will disburse $2 billion in federal money over 10 years to support new broadband infrastructure in rural areas throughout the U.S. The FCC will subsidize work in these poorly served areas, and companies will submit bids to fulfill them. A complete map of locations is available at FCC.gov, with hundreds of millions planned to go out the door yearly to local broadband infrastructure firms. The nation could hopefully see some real improvements to connectivity outside of major cities. But as with all projects involving the government, it'll take time. But hang in there. Maybe you don't have to still be stuck with dial-up anytime in the near future.
Something with the government takes time.
Go figure.
The Wall Street Journal reported that Goldman Sachs is in talks to offer financing to shoppers buying Apple products, including iPhones. Buyers of a $1,000 iPhone X could take out a loan from Goldman instead of charging it to credit cards that often carry high interest rates.
And that's very sad that you need a loan to get an iPhone X.
That is really sad. Talks between the iPhone maker and the Wall Street bank are ongoing and still could fall apart. This was according to the Wall Street Journal. Neither Apple nor Goldman were immediately available for comment.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Terrible thing. Millennials, of course, love vinyl, cassettes, and film. But the compact disc just isn't getting any affection. Best Buy and Target, by the way, now have told suppliers that it will remove music CDs from its stores. Best Buy says as of July 1st of this year. The big box store made a paltry $40 million last year in CD sales. That's all? And it's not enough for them because Best Buy is very greedy. Yeah. So they're going to just pull them. Target, of course, backing out too. According to insider rumblings, vinyl aficionados will still find records on sale for the next 2 years, according to the insiders. Best Buy was once the biggest music retailer in the U.S., but now they stock just a small selection of the top-selling albums. CD sales have been dropping across the board for a while, though ironically, they were at their peak during the Napster online sharing phenomena of the late 90s. Apple reinvented music sales with their iTunes Music Store 14 years ago. That dates you. And the recent success of online streaming services like Spotify, Pandora, and Apple Music shows some folks are no longer interested in owning their own music. So that's why they're saying not enough CD sale. 40 million is not enough for them to keep CDs in their stores.
Well, I don't remember the last time I bought a CD.
Yeah, me either. What do you think? We want to know, do you own any of your music? I mean, are you buying stuff still to own your music? And if so, what format? Is it CDs? Are you going to miss the CDs if they're pulled from every store shelf, which is certainly ultimately going to happen? You know anybody that's selling cassettes anymore? Other than maybe a neighborhood record store that's got a few items that people might want if they just go through a bin or something. We're very curious, you know, what do you think is happening with the music industry? Or are you like Chris, you do an Amazon Prime or anything like that, just getting unlimited stuff? Whatever your mood is, whether it's country and Western or any of this other weird stuff that Chris listens to. We do want to know what you think. 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686, or the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. Doug in Stevensville, Michigan, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcasts, and of course we love you because you're calling in using the free Into Tomorrow app.
With today's devices having built-in batteries that you cannot replace, what is the best way to charge them so that you have maximum longevity for your device? Do you run them down to zero and then charge them up to 100%? Or are you better off to run them down to about 20% and then recharge them? When you're not using the item, is it okay just to leave it on the charger? Your input would be greatly appreciated, as I want to have maximum longevity for my devices that I pay so much money for.
And that's a good reason, Doug, and it's a great question that we like to address as often as possible, because modern batteries manage themselves for the most part. For example, they'll do trickle charging when they get past a certain charge to protect it if you leave it plugged in. But there are a couple of tips that can help you. Samsung makes a lot of batteries, both for their own devices and for many others, including some that used to blow up, but now they're making decent ones. And they have just a few suggestions to maximize their lifespan. In terms of charging, they claim that you do not have to discharge them fully like you would with other batteries years ago, and that instead, you're better off trying to keep them always at above 20%. Okay, so if it starts getting close to 20%, plug it in. They also warn against exposing them to both extreme cold and extreme heat, since they can both damage the battery and shorten its life. That mostly translates into not letting your device sit in the sun or leaving it inside a glove box in the summer or the winter. Apparently, there's a myth about batteries lasting longer if stored in the freezer. Maybe your grandmother used to do that. Samsung says that is not correct, and it can easily damage batteries if you put them in the fridge or the freezer.
Yeah, now, if you happen to be storing your device for a while, they advise that you keep the battery at least 50% charge. Our guess is that having it at least 50% charged is a way of ensuring that as it slowly loses charge, it won't go below 20%, but that's only a guess. As for leaving your devices plugged in when they're charged, it should be okay. Just make sure they're not under a pillow or anywhere that will not allow them to stay cool while charging, since that may shorten your battery's life.
It may also shorten your life if it's under your pillow and it heats up and, you know, catches fire.
Yeah. Even that is mainly a concern when the battery is not full, since that's when it may heat up from charging. Batteries tend to stay pretty cool when they're plugged in and fully charged.
Yeah. So, Doug, great question. Thank you for asking and allowing us to address that digital dilemma again, because it is something that can help all of us. Again, the main takeaway, I think, is if you're approaching 20%, plug it in and charge it. But you don't have to worry about letting it go all the way down. I remember years ago with earlier cell phones, that was the deal. It's like you would force them to die. There was even a function, features
battery
on
cycle.
Phones. Battery cycle.
My first brick, I had to always put it in battery cycle before I would charge it.
Yeah. And they wanted to drain it completely and then charge it. And there's a lot of discussion about, you know, cycles. They're only good for 500 cycles or whatever. Pretty much, they should last you. It's not going to be as good as when you first bought it a year or two from now, but they should last you for years or until it's time to at least buy the next newer version, and then you should be fine. So thank you. Intotomorrow.com for more, and be sure and check out all of our posts. We keep updating things throughout the week always for you. Again, at intotomorrow.com.